4-1.
We all missed the boat, but it was 49-14. Oh, and that's over in the pay bill now.
Oh, that's wonderful. You going to get through today?
Yeah. Well, an outside chance, if not today, tomorrow.
Who voted against him? Republicans?
I'm sure all Republicans. I haven't even seen the tally.
Dirksen voted against him?
Oh, no. Dirksen came over and told me he was for him, and Ruska did an awfully good job in defending him. Not that he needed any defense.
Mm-hmm.
But that's settled now.
That's wonderful, Mike. That's wonderful.
When are you leaving, sir?
I put it off. I just felt like it maybe I ought to not dash away till kind of Congress got further along or out, or they might say I wasn't doing my duty and I was running off. And I thought I'd just kind of wait on y'all and see. I'm afraid I'm going to have to veto this public works bill. And I asked Blatnick to, I talked to McNamara a long time this morning, and he doesn't think I ought to, but every advisor I've got urges me to do it. And I was going to have to call you later, and I asked Blatnick, who's ranking Republican on public works, to go and talk to McNamara and to get their staffs. Now, here's what the budget tells me. He's sitting outside now. I haven't even had my lunch, but he's coming in here to talk to me. The budget, the Attorney General, our general counsel, every lawyer that we've had on it, the public works people, they say that this does the same thing so far as checks and balances is concerned to the executive, the institution of the presidency. I don't give a damn myself individually, but to the institution that I would do to the Senate if I took out advice and consent out of the Constitution. They say by act here, you delegate to a subcommittee the functions of 535 men and the functions of a president, and that you dilute both of them's responsibility by this act. Now, they say you can't do that on the Constitution. Now, in the case of Wayne Morris in the Northwest on a storm or something they had out there, I didn't want to veto it because he's cantankerous and mean as hell, and then anyway, he helps me a lot, and you know, on education stuff, he's the best.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to start a fight with him, but they just raised hell and said, please don't do it. So I vetoed it. Now, they have taken the identical language that I vetoed with Morris. Just word for word, comma for comma, period for period. I vetoed it. Morris took it out. I passed it. I sent it back, and he passed it the next day, and then I signed it. Then we came along, Wendell Rivers did the same damn thing. I had to veto it, and it had every military project, had a lot of Vietnam stuff and everything else. But they all urged me to do it. Now, I'm not a lawyer. I'm just a country grade school teacher.
No, but you had plenty of time then.
And I don't know what to do.
Well, I was talking to Lee White yesterday. He had talked to Muskie and Humphrey, I believe.
Muskie wrote a strong and persuasive letter against a veto, and he says that he does not construe it the way the Attorney General does, and the way the Director of the Budget does, and the way the Council does. And I read his letter. I read it twice, and I called them all in, the staff members. But they say that Muskie doesn't understand it, so I told them to call him last night. They said they think he's gone.
He went in the United States yesterday, but if the people who are lawyers who work with this legislation day in and day out don't understand it, how the hell do these Department of Justice people understand it?
Well, what it did, Mike, Bob Jones. Now, you know Bob Jones?
Yep.
He's a good friend of mine. Yep. He's a progressive boy from Alabama, one of the better ones. He gets drunk at 11 o'clock, stays that way all. If you get him after 11, you're in trouble. They know you're messing with him, like Denny Chavis used to.
Yep.
And he put this in, and he just lorded over anybody that would mention it. He'd shout at them. And I told him to please sit down and try these boys trying to point out to him what we'd done Wayne Morris, what we'd done Mineral River, and said, we'll work you out language that will go and will serve your purpose. But he wouldn't give him a damn inch. And, of course, I went to hospital, and he just rammed her through, and they took it just like it did yesterday. The House did us the dirtiest job you ever saw on teachers. We've had a vote 226-150, and this goddamn Laird, that was Goldwater's campaign manager and the head of his platform committee, went in there and took over the House committee and all of them in the Senate except poor little Johnny Pastore, He stood up,
yep.
But and just undid what they did the day before with the vote and put Goldwater's policies
that's
in.
That's right. That's right.
And so I don't know what to do. I'm worried. You know, I don't want to veto Congress. I just soon sue Lady Bird for divorce. As to ask the Congress. But if I don't, they say I'm a weak president, that I won't, I let them take my powers away from me, and I don't stand up for what I think's right.
Well, they won't say that, but think it over, over carefully, Mr. President, and see if you can't find some language to accompany it if you sign it, which will make it very clear you don't have to send up any projects.
Well, now, one of the boys, Jack Valenti, suggested here that I say that that's exactly what he suggested. Just say, I'm going to sign it so we won't run the Muskie's project. The only real reason that I would hate to veto it is I don't want to hurt the Congress and make them think I disagree with them all the time. I've got to give to them sometimes if I expect them to give to me. And that's the first reason. The second one is we fought for this Ed Muskie project, and the damn New Englanders, the Democrats up there, the power companies own some of them.
That's
and
right.
He just won by 3 votes. Now, John Blatnick told me that if I sent the veto up there, he's afraid they'd lose this time because some of them have gone, and that he'd lose his project. Well, I'd never forgive myself for doing that. So Jack Valenti suggested that I sign it and say, now, I don't agree with this, and I've had to veto it in a couple other instances, but the Congress has done it, and this affects every district in the United States, and I'm going to sign the bill so they can go on and plan their work. But I'm not going to use this method.
Yes. That would protect you.
And he thinks so. The lawyers say not.
Well,
that's back, and the budget says no, and I'm going to argue with them. And that's the alternative. I told Blatnick to get with McNamara.
You get it back up here, you're going to be in trouble, Mr. President, and you can't go out on that kind of a note. On the other hand, I realize your position, but I think there's a way in between there that you can figure out.
All right. Well, we'll work on it. May I talk to you again. Now, is Fulbright giving us hell again today?
Slightly. Nobody paid any attention. He got some press coverage, but he just said, in effect, what I said before was right, and I'm not going to apologize, so he must be guilty.
Well, nobody wants him to apologize.
Oh, no.
I don't give a damn. I expect people to disagree. All I want him to do is I don't know why he didn't tell me instead of telling the New York Times. He ought to come tell me.
Yeah.
That's what you do. You sent me 50 memos here that haven't been in the newspapers.
That's right.
And they have a hell of a lot more effect than they do giving them the New York Times.
Mm-hmm. Well,
who was this talking the other day that I read about in the hospital that you said is trying to change my course?
Oh, I didn't know who it was.
I wonder who it was.
I found out since it was McNamara and Vance, and I found out since also that he did mention that as a possibility in response to a question, but only in a theoretical sense. He said that he was for negotiations, and what happened, this is several newspapers emphasized the military aspect, and he found something about what he said about negotiations in the last paragraph. It's just too bad it was interpreted that way, because McNamara, there's no question about his position.
Oh, no, he's a professor that's done more to want to negotiate. He was talking to me about, even actually yesterday, talking to me about another silence.
Mm-hmm.
You might think about that.
But it was,
he says if we keep going and doing what we're doing, now we've got to, we're up close to, we got 180,000-odd. We're going to 200, and then they're going to want to come in with another 100 or two. And they say that we've got them beat now, and they can't win, and we've got to show them that they got to go back home, and we can do that, and that's the way to bring it to an end. And he's refusing it now, and having hearings and discussing it, and that's very confidential.
Yeah.
But he said to me, I'm going to try to get a hold of Rusk and see if we can't make quietly one more strong pitch to just stop for several days and say, now, fellows, we are ready and willing and anxious to come out here and help you, and we don't give a damn. Let your people decide what you want to do, but let's cut out this foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, if you feel that way, well, I could get in the plane, come down, and recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
And I told not a human, but you. But that shows you his attitude. He came in, I kept him off the record 6 o'clock last night because I didn't want him asking what he's talking about.
Yeah.
But that's what he's talking about. He says he got some big troop buildups in Berlin, in East Germany. And that he doesn't think that they got anything in mind, but they're just strutting around and show Poland some of them that they got a lot of power.
Yeah.
But they could mean something. They might, he says that the one thing we must not let them do is think that I am aging or that I'm out of kilter or I can't make decisions, because that invites people to be a little aggressive and to try to steal off something.
Yeah, well, I thought you looked very well this afternoon, Mr. President.
I never had thought of it, but he said that the Chinese are playing up that I'm a very old man, a very sick man, and it might go any time, and that they just don't let any of that get out. And that's why he wanted me to go on home and just be seen in the sunshine some and walking around.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll talk to you. God bless you, and I'll talk to you on this other, and I'll see you or have Jack call you if I miss it, and we'll see you on the veto.
Okay.
You let me know when you're going to get out. Are you going to have any trouble holding your committee bill in the Senate?
I don't think so.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, now I want you to bear in mind, if you do get in trouble, that we ought to tell these folks that since I've been president 22 months, that I have personally signed 2 substantial pay raises. I'm willing to sign a third one in 22 months. Now, these federal workers oughtn't to be too selfish. They get 3 pay raises in 22 months. That's more than the people of Montana get.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.